Hospital Heroes. Kilono Radia is an entrepreneur, businesswoman and healthcare trailblazer, one of the three individuals founding Hospital Heroes. Kilono, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for having me on the show today.
It's a pleasure. I mean, obviously Hospital Heroes kind of says what it is, but tell us more about what it is.
Yes, absolutely. So Hospital Heroes really was founded from a very small little initiative that Dr. Vinir Bray ran over the Christmas period, recognizing the staff members that were working endlessly and working extremely hard over the start of the peak period. And it was around delivering little sisters, just a little bit to show our love, to say, we care, we know you're there, and just a tiny little treat. And that went on to a little initiative that I had at Fruitus Care Hospital over on New Year's Eve to say, we're here to say thank you. Here's some, you know, a treat just to celebrate and bring in the new year and end 2020 for what it was, and let's welcome the new year the way with new eyes and some freshness, etc. And so that was how it started. And we had Nisar Pungakar that had brought us together and said, hey, let's try and see if we can grow this to something bigger and given the dire need that is out there.
And so what are the plans? I suppose the plans are unfolding every day. As things happen, you realize, yes, we can do more, or oops, we need to redesign. But what's your thinking for the next while about Hospital Heroes?
So really, this is really a campaign to share some love and care to them. It's a battleground to the frontline staff. They are fatigued and they have very little time to even grab a bottle of water. So this is really to give them a tiny bit of refreshments, to tie them over their day, to grab an energy bar as they are fighting with every second of their time. They have barely enough of time to even go to the bathroom. They're just about making it because there's someone crashing on the one end. They're just about getting a drip in. They need to intubate a patient. The patient's well-being is at the forefront of their minds all the time. So it's just a little something for them to keep them nourished and keep them going through their very long hours. I mean, many of them are there for 12 to 15 hours in the day. So this is just a small little initiative. We've started out with about 5 hospitals for now, with our first delivery being at Somerset Hospital on Friday. And we have the Brackengate Field Hospital tomorrow. And we are moving ahead with that as the donations are flowing in, and we are able to start moving into bigger and more hospitals around the Cape and the Garden Route. And we've got community initiatives going on the side as well, where people have just come out from all over the country, starting their own little Hospital Heroes program, connecting amongst the community and dropping off at their local hospitals just to let the staff know, hey, we're here. And they really appreciate it. It's, you know, the nurse had said to me, she says, on Friday, she says, it's not about just a bottle of water. It's about the fact that the community has recognized that we are here.
And then in terms of how people listening to you and listening to you being so inspirational about this, what do they do? Do you want money? Do you want goods? What do you want?
So we've partnered with Gift of the Givers, who have been an absolute pillar of strength in getting this program up and running. And they are handling all of the logistics and purchases and arranging the deliveries and ensuring that we kind of keep the COVID protocols maintained. So donation to the Gift of the Givers with on the website called giftofthegivers.org, and they can just click on the link, make a donation or make a difference, and reference Hospital Heroes in their donation.
And it's coming in. It's lovely to, I was sort of a little nervous that I might hear you say it's a wonderful initiative, but we're struggling a bit to get the care packages together, you know, the little treat packages together. It's wonderful to hear you say that there is a very nice flow of donations.
Oh, absolutely. It's been tremendous. Just this afternoon, we had Alan Gray on board to say that they're willing to have the entire campaign run with their staff. So that's been a huge thing that has come through from one of the co-founders on the program.
Well, Kelowna, it's wonderful that this happens, and we need to be reminded that there are people who need to be appreciated, and there are people who are appreciating properly the people who need to be appreciated, because otherwise we might get lost in a kind of cloud of gloom. And so initiatives like this just remind us of all the goodness that is there in the world. So thank you very much for the three of you who came up with this and are running with it. And well done to you all. Kelowna Radia, co-founder of the Hospital Heroes Movement.